And when we do our ta'aleem in tabligh from Fazail-e Amal, some kitab still have got prophet. So change that word when we're reading Muhammad, the Rasul of Allah. Everyone knows. And if you have to say it in English, the messenger of Allah Ta'ala, don't say the prophet of Allah. From explaining the different ways that we don't mean it like this, we mean it like this. We mean a Nabi as a shadow prophet. And like, for example, you have a shadow government. In case something happens to the government, there's another government to take place. So they speak of a zilli, buruji Nabi. There is absolutely nothing. The doors of Nabuwat are...
kiya hai qalb ko lekin shikasta gham ke soda ne nahi hai zindagi mein jiski koi daasta gham ki hua karte hain begane khilaf-e-raah-e-sunnat jo bana karte hain mastane wo deewane bazaar hai magar andar.
Hazrat Maulana Shah ki Muhammad Akhtar sahab damat barakatuhum ke khalifa-e majaz janab Shahin Iqbal Asar sahab damat barakatuhum ke ashar hain. حضرت والا دامن برکاتوں کے اشعار نقش قدم کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے ہیں یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے پر مستند وہی ہے شریعت رسول کو مضبوط تھام لے اس شاخ ابھی کیسے مسلسل کا جام لے گر سنت رسول کو مضبوط تھام لے دینے لگے سر.
Your own thing and from your own side. Aur mitata hai Allah jhoot ko aur thabit karta hai sach ko apne baaton se. And this is the practice and way of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala destroys batil and Allah establish the truth by His absolute authority. So in this world there is nobody who can be a liar and who fools all the people all the time. He might fool all the people for some time, he might fool some people all the time, but he cannot fool all the time all the people. Yes, he can fool himself and make a big clown out of himself, but he cannot fool the people. Allah brings the truth to the fore. So if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzu billah, was an imposter, then in his lifetime 1400 years have passed and this truth is still so prevalent, and the wahi, which was recited by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, millions of huffaz today are reciting that wahi. So that is a clear proof that this is the truth and it is from Allah Ta'ala. Innahu alimum bidhati sudur, usko malum hai jo dilo mein hai. And Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly well what is in the hearts of the people, that it is they don't want to give up their filthy, dirty lifestyles. The pride that they have in them, that is why they don't want to submit to the Quran and to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just like a child who the mother puts to sleep at night, but the child wants to play. The child says, I'm hungry. It will make many other excuses that it doesn't want to sleep. Like that, they are making all the other excuses. The main thing which is hidden in their hearts, they don't want a pure, clean lifestyle. All they want is the filth and dirt of this dunya and all the evil they want. They just want to live a life satisfying their lust and their desires. They don't want to live a pure and clean lifestyle, and they are coming out sideways and making all these various excuses. And Allah Ta'ala reminds and an encouragement for them and for all. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ اور وہی ہے جو قبول کرتا ہے توبہ اپنے بندوں کے. And it is only Allah who accepts توبہ from His servants. No matter you could have committed the most heinous crime, the most terrible crime, but you make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala readily accepts it. This either refers to the major sins, that a person makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives him, or the sins that he's going to commit in the future, and when he commits them, he makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives those sins. وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّعَاتِ or maaf karta hai buraiya, and Allah Ta'ala forgives, wipes off sins. This refers to minor sins. Big sins, Allah forgives with tawbah. Minor sins, just like that. A person does any good deed, he makes wuzu, his gunas are made maaf. He reads kalima, his gunas are made maaf. Allah just forgives the minor sins like that. وَيَعْلِمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ اور جانتا ہی جو کچھ تم کرتے ہو. And don't think you can fool Allah Ta'ala. If you only can fool yourself when you don't respond to the call of Allah, Allah knows fully well all that which you do. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ اور دعا سنتا ہے ایمان والوں کی اور جو بھلے کام کرتے ہیں. And Allah Ta'ala readily accepts the duas of those who brought iman and do righteous deeds. And this iman with its reality and with righteous deeds, with its essence, a person does, Allah Ta'ala's promise is that he accepts your duas. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ اور زیادہ دیتا ہے ان کو اپنے فضل سے. And not only that, how much they did, they are paid for. And Allah gives them much more than that also. As bonus, as extra, Allah Ta'ala gives a tremendous amount, much more. And on the other hand, وَالْكَافِرُونَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ اور جو منکر ہے, ان کے لئے سخت عذاب ہے. Those who deny and do not believe, for them is a very, very painful and a very severe punishment. And then Allah explains a great principle of life in general. وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ اور اگر پھیلا دے اللہ روزی اپنے بندوں کو. If Allah Ta'ala has to give روزی to all His servants in abundance, makes every person a rich man. لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ to dhoom utai mulk mein, there will be great destruction on earth. If every person is made such that is not me, that is not dependent on any other person, this world will go in chaos. We know very commonly where there are poor people, they are very helpful to one another, they know the neighbors, people are in and out of one another's houses, there is great understanding. But as soon as they become wealthy and rich, and where the affluent are, they don't even know their neighbors, they don't know who they are, because they are independent, they don't need anyone. Poor people need one another, and they are all helping one another all the time. So if Allah had to make the whole world, people, rich, independent, and nobody was dependent on another person, this world will go into chaos. So Allah distributed the wealth, and Allah made a system that though the people are rich, but Allah made them dependent on the poor. They are in need of their services. No matter how great you can be, the king of the time, the president, but you need a barber to come and cut your hair. You need a person to polish your shoes. You need somebody to wash your clothes, to clean your house. Allah made the president and the prime minister also dependent on these people. And the poor are dependent on the rich. That if they don't go and work for them, then they won't get money. Their lives will become difficult and straitened. So Allah Ta'ala made it that the rich are dependent on the poor for their services. The poor are dependent on the rich for their wealth. The rich countries of the world, Allah has made the system, they are dependent on the poor countries for the raw minerals which are kept in those poor countries. And the poor countries are dependent on the rich countries for the expertise and the technology that they have. Otherwise, they've got all the rich minerals, but they don't know how to mine them. They don't know how to benefit from them. And the rich countries, their only potatoes grow there. They haven't got any gold, diamond, mercury, anything that Allah put in the poor countries. And they are dependent upon these poor countries. So this interdependence Allah has made in the world, by which everyone is dependent on one another, and the system of the world is carrying on today. If that was not the case, every person was independent, didn't need the money of another person, didn't need the services of another person, there would be great chaos. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَاكِ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرِ مَا يَشَاء. Or لیکن اتارتا ہے معاف کر جتنی چاہتا ہے. And Allah sends down rosy in measurement, how much He wants to, He gives to who He wants to. And He has got the system of His which He keeps in mind, and according to that He's giving people their rosy. إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرٌ بَصْوِيرٌ. بے شک وہ اپنے بندوں کی خبر رکھتا ہے, دیکھتا ہے. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala keeps the needs of His servants in mind all the time, and Allah fulfills them, and Allah is watchful over His servants all the time. If a person just gives a little bit thought to this, a woman for example becomes a widow, husband has passed away, it appears that there is no income for her, nothing. How Allah puts it in somebody's heart to go and help her. How Allah opens a door that she can do her earning from her house, etc. Various things. So Allah is watchful over His servants all the time. And He sees to them, and after He gives them the needs, He watches them also, that how they are using and spending that which Allah Ta'ala has given them. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has taught us, we should readily accept the teachings of the Quran and of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If we have faltered and erred, make sincere tawbah. Remember, Allah accepts your du'as. And then remember, rosy is not the object of life, that is in the hands of Allah. It is not in our efforts. Allah gives to whom He wants to, how much He wants to. Big businesses go bankrupt. If rosy was in those big businesses, they would never have gone bankrupt. Big banks themselves go bankrupt. So this is, Allah has kept it in His hands, and Allah gives it. What we must do is find Allah and prepare for the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana.